From comics and games to movies and TV, this is The Nerd Show on 1310 KFKA. Now here are the nerds.
Please talk nerdy to me.
Why is it? Am I on now? I'm on the air now. You're too excited by your opening.
Yeah, the chips theme.
That was.
Is it because we're eating chips?
It's because we're eating chips. Yeah.
Nice connection, bro. Nice connection.
So we do have a review today. Hello, Nerdians. We have some fun. We always try to do a review, some kind of food, or typically.
It's becoming a staple.
It really is. We used to just do sweets and candy and stuff, and then Michael did his Mountain Dew review.
Yeah.
Which...
The taste test.
Yeah, he did... taste test, not a review, I guess.
If you want me to do a review, we
know...
I can find all the different flavors of Mountain Dew, and review all of them.
What if we mix all of the flavors into one cup, and then you review it?
A suicide?
Sure.
I do suicides a lot.
I thought that was... Suicide was with every soda that is available at a location.
If there's no Mountain Dew, I'll do that.
Really? But have you tried all the types of Mountain Dew into one cup?
No. Usually if I'm at Taco Bell, sometimes I'll be bold and I'll get the greenish one and the yellow one together.
Whoa, Rebel. I want you to become a Mountain Dew mixologist.
There's only one Mountain Dew I don't like. And it's like the peach Mountain Dew.
Peach?
Yeah.
I think he should be a Mountain Dew-ologist.
He should be.
Yeah.
He's pretty practically there already.
Yeah. I think you should be paid by Mountain Dew.
I would love it. I would. You know, I'll even do it for free Mountain Dew.
That's one way to get paid.
So Farley brought some, and I'm a chip guy.
Well, yeah, that's why I brought these in, because you're always saying, like, oh, I don't really like sweets.
I don't really like sweets.
So, like, well, let's bring in something salty.
We don't know what we don't know the brand, because when Michael opened it,
he destroyed that bag.
Look at this. Have you ever seen a bag? How did you open this? You're just supposed to grab both sides and pull, and then you got opening
it
there.
It even has a tear tab on the top of the bag.
Michael just clawed it. He clawed in there. You know, like a zombie.
It's
mindless zombie that
it's
you just went
disaster.
In there.
But this is from memory. late July snacks, and this is the Bacon habanero chip. This is the chip that we were supposed to talk about last week, but you decided to bail on us.
I did.
And leave us
alone.
I'm
so sorry. I did hear the,
to do our own
the dedication
thing.
To me that you had.
Brady, we were weak in the moment.
Yeah.
No offense, but last week was probably the best week we've ever had.
That's what I've been told.
Oh, man. But yeah, we brought the chips back in today so we can actually try these.
And
I got to tell you, I was concerned about trying these chips because I am a spicy pansy.
Yeah, they aren't that spicy, but you were kind of having some issues.
I coughed a little bit when I tried that first chip. But, you know, after I ate a couple more of them, I was like, okay, this isn't that bad. Like, it kind of got me in the back of the throat more than anything else, and so it just kind of stuck there for a little bit. But after I drank my coffee, I was okay.
Do you have a favorite chip?
Ooh, you know, I really like the sour cream and onion chips.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Cheddar chips, plain Lay's chips on a peanut butter jelly sandwich. Cheetos.
Really? I like that on just a peanut butter sandwich. I won't put jelly in there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No, try it with the jelly. It's good.
Really?
Yeah.
I would try that.
But I would say Cheetos are probably a weakness. As far as the chip category goes, I guess they're kind of in that chip category. I mean, they're in the chip aisle, so that's got to be a chip. But I do love Cheetos. Was it the Utz cheese balls? Mm-hmm. Like a giant 5-gallon container?
I'm going to ask the Nerdians on Facebook, what's your favorite type of chip?
Chip.
And some are probably going to put microchip.
Ah.
Different types of microchips.
Nano.
Wow.
So then,
That's amazing.
What is your favorite type of chip outside of this wonderful bacon habanero chip by Late July Snacks? Plug.
Ooh.
They should pay us.
I love all types of chips. Let me be clear.
Clear it up.
Like, Lay's obviously has a lot of experiments going on.
Yes.
I'm not into a lot of the weird stuff, like the pickle.
Because right now they have like a street taco chip out right now, and I believe a Philly cheesesteak chip.
I'll eat it, but I won't like... I can never really taste the Philly cheesesteak in it or like
they're
the pickle.
Kind of
I don't
weird.
Like pickle flavored chips.
No.
That's not a good
Did you
chip
try
for me.
The chicken and waffles chip when
no.
they had that out?
No.
I loved the chicken and waffles chip.
Well, Subway for a while was serving them, and I love going to Subway. And and they have a lot of different they were doing that a lot with Lay's, obviously different types of chips.
Right. Did you know Subway's the first place we ever met?
Was it really?
Yeah. We had a meeting at Subway when I first started working at the Stampede.
It was the one down here, wasn't it? Downtown.
Downtown.
Yeah.
The first time we ever met.
That was a nice moment.
Memories.
That's when it all started.
It was. I wish we had some like real nice memory music right now from our producer, but you know,
no, he's too busy eating chips and growing a beard.
I was looking up which flavors of Mountain Dew are in the U.S.
We're not talking about Mountain Dew anymore. Moving on.
I think Mike had brought it up that these chips are actually very crunchy.
Yeah,
they do have a very good crunch.
Strangely enough, Michael is very good at reviewing things. Like he goes in, he's very descriptive. Go on, tell us about this chip.
It's kind of shaped like a Dorito.
Well, I mean, yeah.
But, you know, it has a more satisfying crunch than a Dorito. The Dorito will fall apart. Why is that?
Because I agree.
I don't know. I just, however they make it, whatever
stronger chip.
It with, it's a stronger chip. This
yeah,
is
it's
dipping
a stronger chip.
That's a dipping chip.
This
you're not going to break that
no.
when you're dipping.
You're not going to be halfway.
No, yeah. I hate that. Then fingers go in there, and then it's awkward and gross. And you know everybody else is doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you can dip this... with something. You could say use it with sour cream. I like this chip all by itself. This is a Saturday afternoon chip. Kind of like Mountain Dew. Kind of like, I wish it was Mountain Dew chips. Kind of like Doritos are. But.
A Saturday afternoon chip.
Okay, yeah, where you can just sit in front of the TV and just eat this as,
watching the game.
Yes.
I don't
want
lunch. I just want chips.
Just want chips. So, okay.
I would eat this. And not have the same stomach problems, I think, as I would with way too many Doritos. I feel like this is less damaging on my system than Doritos would be.
I mean, I haven't compared, but I would venture to guess that these are a lot more healthy than Doritos. I mean, they advertise as being a little bit more of a healthy style of chip. You know, like it's vegan, it's gluten-free.
Wait, vegan?
Yeah, these are vegan. All right, so now he's throwing up.
Sorry.
Let's start this rating going on. Hulk, would you buy this chip again?
I'd buy this chip, absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's so tough because I love potato chips. I'm not a great reviewer because if I like something like pizza, I'm good with a lot of types of pizza.
Right.
As far as like my favorite chips go, you know, if we're talking scale, you know, trying to get up to that scale from 1 to 10, I'm not going to say it's like a favorite overall, but I would definitely approve this. And then we say, what, 8.5?
8.5.
So I'll just stay right there. I'll go 8.5. I didn't think it was that spicy.
It's got a little kick.
A
little. Not a lot.
It'll get you. It wasn't, like I said, the flavor's there. I agree with you guys on the crunch thing, although I probably would have never thought about that until Michael brought it up.
Right.
So, yeah, 8.5 for me.
Micah?
I'm a big fan of this chip. I'm going to give it a 9.
Even though it's vegan and all that stuff? You're still... you forgot
about
it again.
The true patriotic American part of me says this has to have... meat. Not only does it have to have meat, but the animal has to have grown up in a very small barn area, and it has to be like pumped full of chemicals, and it has to be mistreated and then destroyed.
I don't know what kind of chips you're eating, man.
Doritos. That's probably why I have problems with Doritos.
Maybe.
Everything's probably treated unfairly. No, I do like these chips a lot. Yeah. I don't care that they're vegan. You know, if they taste good, they taste good.
My problem with a chip is that it's advertised as bacon habanero. I have zero notes of bacon in the chip.
Like, that's true. No, that's a great. I didn't get that either.
There's no bacon flavor.
In fact, that's a great point, because when you read off what chip we were trying, I was like,
Yeah.
Would have never guessed there was bacon involved.
I mean, flavor-wise, yes, it still is a delicious chip. It's got a nice flavor, a little kick to it, like very dippable. I think my wife would really enjoy these chips. So for that, I would give it an 8.5 because I would buy them again.
Nerd Show stamp of approval.
But you're kind of, you know, the false advertising maybe.
Yeah, I would like a little more bacon, but I'm a big bacon fan, so.
But bacon's not vegan.
No, but bacon flavoring can be.
Okay. Well, is that why you haven't finished all the chips in front of you?
I just didn't want to crunch on the air too much. Okay. I'm going to eat them off air.
You know, crunch away. Actually, you know what? Don't crunch away. I'll eat those for you.
Oh, I'm going to post these to our Facebook page. Again, go check us out at Facebook at The Nerd Show 1310. And let us know if you've had these chips before. And if you have, what would you rate these?
Yeah.
All right. I love these things. They're great. We're going to talk to Nick Armstrong with Fort Collins Comic Con. Obviously, everybody is forced to do things a little bit differently nowadays. We'll find out just how different Fort Collins Comic Con is going to be in 2020. We'll be right back. It's The Nerd Show as a part of KFK's Block Party, and we're live, of course, from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. We'll be right back.
Dan Patrick, The Hull Show, and Colin Cowherd are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the show. This is The Nerd Show. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Thank you so much for being with us here tonight. Don't forget Brew Talk coming up after our program.
Yeah, they're going to be talking about pale ales.
Wonder if our chips would go well with those pale ales.
Depends on the pale ale, but I would imagine that it would balance out that spiciness of the chip.
You're having a hard time
right
over there, buddy.
I ate several of these chips off air, and now my mouth is actually kind of on fire
now. So the last bite I took of that chip, I did get a little hint of the
bacon.
It's
getting like spicier as I go along.
I think the spice is like drowning out all the other senses for you. Maybe. We're pumped to bring this guest on the program. We've been wanting to connect for a while, but we're thrilled to get Nick Armstrong, lead organizer for Fort Collins Comic-Con. Obviously, we got some new things going on for everybody nowadays, so we all have to get creative. Nick, thank you so much for giving us some time today, my friend.
Of course. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
How are you doing, man? I mean, how are things going for you with everything? Obviously, a lot of adjustments the last 6, 7, 8 months or so.
Why? Is something going on?
It feels like 6, 7, 8 years ago when I say months. It feels like years ago.
It's sort of, you know, Star Trek has prepared me well for this moment because there are no end of, like, horrible viruses trying to kill you. In Voyager, there was actually a virus the size of, like, a Doberman roaming the hallways trying to kill the crew.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, that's a little...
Yeah. I mean... So, you know, I've been, this is my life. I've been training for this moment, this whole time.
So would you say, like, your nerdiness is being a Trekkie, or do you have other classifications of nerdiness that you follow?
Yeah, what's your number one category there?
Number one is probably Star Trek. I would also say that I am a pretty, you know, I'm an all-purpose geek, so I like everything.
Nice.
You know, D&D, I like Futurama, I like Firefly. You know, it's hard pressed. You'd be hard pressed to find something that I don't have hanging on my walls.
Yeah, you're getting a thumbs up approval from Mike.
Everything you're listing is like Michael talks about it all the time. So
except for D&D,
you don't do a lot.
I'm not too much into the board games
because
it requires knowing other people, and I'm just not into that.
Yeah, you don't do that part very well.
Yeah, you can't go to the other side of the board and play someone else.
Yeah, it's
hard. I only have
that's
one
person. Skyrim is for.
Yes.
Although, you know, if you pause your meds just long enough, it's possible to do a really good D&D game just by yourself. And these days, it's tough mentally out there. And I think it's really, you know, you really just want to take good care of yourself. So don't do that. There are virtual games that you can join in, yeah. And you don't have to know other people. And in fact, I think Griffin is organizing some of those. So
Michael's taking notes right now. He's writing those things down.
I'm sorry. What are we talking about? I just paused my meds.
He did pause his meds. We're talking to Nick Armstrong.
Not medical advice.
Nick Armstrong, lead organizer. No, not we're not talking medical. We're talking Fort Collins Comic Con. You mentioned Skyrim too, man. I think Nick is trying to win all of us over here because I'm a big Skyrim
guy. Good job.
I like Skyrim is I played Skyrim for a little while. I got frustrated with it. I switched over to Breath of the Wild, and I died maybe 7 times within a span of 3 minutes. there was like a lightning bug that came by, and then I also had metal armor on and didn't know how lightning worked in the game yet. So, yeah, it was bad. I got so frustrated that I didn't play it again for a couple months until I read the guides.
I'll never forget my first time playing it. This is such a free world, and I'm running around, and I see these giants, and I'm like, that's cool. I'm going to go over here and see what these guys are doing, and then I died. So that was tough. It was a very difficult game to get into, but once you kind of get rolling, it's hard to put down.
I really like just the open-endedness of those types of things. My kids actually got into Lego Worlds just recently, which is just it's so amazing. So I really enjoy those open-ended games, and especially the ones that are in franchises where you can just sort of run around and enjoy.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Especially if Lego Batman is involved.
Yeah. That's a good one. Batman and just the Arkham games were amazing, too. We could talk games forever, I suppose.
Oh, what's that new Suicide Squad game?
There's some great ones coming. Nick Armstrong, lead organizer at Fort Collins Comic-Con. Nick, will talk to us a little bit about what your plans look like this year.
Well, we're hosting the entire thing in Animal Crossing, and it's going to be live in-game, just hopping from island to island.
I love that
just
idea.
Kidding.
I love that idea.
Although, we actually, you know what we are doing? We're doing some in-video game meetups.
Okay.
And so there will be some of that happening. The details are a little bit fuzzy. We're working on exactly how to make that happen. But what is not fuzzy is Dr. Erin McDonald, who is a self-described warp drive expert. She actually holds a PhD in astrophysics, and she's going to be presenting from inside Mass Effect, inside the video game.
How is that?
Talking about the coolest science behind the entire experience.
You're going to have a Zoom meeting in Mass Effect.
Hell yes.
All right.
My brain, of course, I'm terrible with this, but my brain can't even fathom that. That is amazing.
Yeah, that's really cool.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And so Dr. Erin is actually, she is a science consultant for the Star Trek series, most notably on Star Trek Discovery recently. And so she's a mainstay with us. We're also going to have Dr. Claire Rafferty, who is a solar physicist from Dublin, Ireland. And so she is going to be talking a lot about different things that we can see using the new solar telescopes that have come online recently. And then Dr. Ken Carpenter from the NASA Goddard Space Flight Center, he's going to be talking about he's going to be talking about Hubble mostly, but he talks a lot about different telescopes and what you can see out in the universe and what you can learn about space and time as a result of that.
Nice. So where did you find all of these people that you're going to have do these panels?
You know, we have a very awesome science writing consultant who is Carolyn Collins Peterson. Mm-hmm. She's from Loch Ness Productions. If you've ever been to the Dome Theater at FOCO Mod, most of the shows there are from her studio, Loch Ness Productions. So if you see something about space and at the very end there's a little cool Loch Ness monster, that was one of her shows.
Wow.
So she's an award-winning science writer. It's so cool to have her as part of our team. She also helps run Science Fest for the cons down in Denver as well for Starfest. And so I think that there's so much to be learned these days that it can be really easy to sort of like, oh, well, I have to wear my mask. I have to do all this other piddly stuff that I have to worry about and whatever else. And to be able to take a minute and a weekend and of course it's going to be replayable over some streaming stuff, but take some time and think about the big picture of the universe that we still exist in, and that, you know, once all the virus stuff is settled down, we can kind of get back to.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the SpaceX demo launch and return of the crew, the astronauts?
Yeah, I know, Farley, you have,
yeah,
certainly.
I was watching that. That was interesting.
I don't think that there's a better, you know, panacea to global woe than having astronauts go up into space and come back safely, and seeing all of the people that, you know, work on that effort, and seeing the people from SpaceX and NASA in tears that they were in, of joy that they were able to do this thing.
Big step.
Yeah, it's such a great, you know, it's a way to take that weight off your shoulders.
Right. Well, I think with space in general, it's really neat to see when everybody can come together. I mean, space for a long time now has been a unifying project. I mean, at first it was separate, you know, everybody's in a big space race. But then after that was all over, it's like, okay, let's start working together rather than against each other. And that's cool when you can see all the scientists and everybody coming together for those big moments.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, it's sort of hard to downplay the fact that in order to even get to space and have, you know, access to the International Space Station for 9 years, we had to work really closely with a former enemy, which is Russia. You know, we had to, in order to even get there, we had to partner with them. And it's a really neat thing to have that sort of global awareness, and not worry about, like, oh, are these guys gonna wig out on us, or, you know?
Yeah. Well, that would go bad for everybody.
Yeah. I can't leave the Texan on the launch pad, you know? Like, that's not gonna work out well.
Just came in the wrong time.
Yeah.
Show up 4 hours later.
We're talking to Nick Armstrong, lead organizer for Fort Collins Comic Con. And Nick, for those listeners, for those nerds that are tuning in right now, maybe they're not that familiar with what you guys do. Can you give us, you know, that elevator speech? Obviously, this year's way different than anything you guys have ever done. But tell our listeners a bit about what Fort Collins Comic Con's all about, the cause behind it, which I absolutely love what you guys do. Tell our listeners a bit more so they can kind of get an idea of what you're about.
Yeah, this would be our sixth year if we were doing it in person. This is our first year doing it virtually. Over the last 5 years, we've raised $120,000 for the Poudre River Public Library District's youth literacy programs. And so the entire idea is to help get kids into reading more and earlier through pop culture mediums like comic books, but even just through, like, discovering new ways, graphic novels, or exploring new interesting animation that they're interested in. And, you know, literacy takes a lot of different turns beyond just reading. That creativity that is enabled by a kid sitting down to, you know, do a pencil sketch for the first time, or to create something brand new from a crafter that they learned, or how to do cosplay even, or, you know, even writing for the first time. Some of those things are, you know, key elements of what we can offer through this con. And by just exposing kids to that pop culture phenomenon that they are super excited about, whether it's, you know, getting them in front of a voice actor, or getting them in front of an artist, or getting them into a panel, and just hearing that, you know, oh, there are people like me that I can follow and be interested in and get to know, and I can hear their struggles, and I can hear where they hit roadblocks, and I can hear where they ran out of money and they had to start over. All of those things are super valuable. And I think that just beyond the idea of, like, raising money through our badges, because none of us get paid, we're all volunteer. The idea of this, bringing the geek community together and really increasing that platform for representation. So whether that is, you know, race, religion, mental health, physioeconomic status, you know, sexual orientation, any of that stuff. If you can find and identify a hero in some form of pop culture that you want to learn more about, or is like, oh, that's me, and that can serve as a mirror for you, awesome. Then we're doing our job right.
Yeah, and I think so much of that in the nerd world, you know, as we do this program, whether you see it in the movies or graphic novels or giant, great, amazing events like what you guys do, I mean, you find something there for everyone. And it's really cool to see what you guys have put together.
Yeah, and we know people just are social creatures naturally. And I think through the virus, we've sort of learned some of this. But the idea of getting people connected together doesn't go away just because we have to stay, you know, 6 feet apart or stay at home. And, you know, in the geek community in particular, there are so many different different needs and different points of accessibility that in order to do this right, we really just need to do it virtually this year. And, you know, if we were to try and get 175 geeks together in one space, it's going to leave a lot of people out. And we just didn't want to do that. So all of our programming this year is going to be virtual. It's going to be rebroadcast. It's going to be streamable, so you can see it even if you can't make the live event. And we're bringing in some special guests this year. We were excited to see them in person, but we're going to be super excited to see them in streaming too. It's the voices of Pinky and the Brain, Rob Paulson and Maurice LaMarche.
I saw that on your website.
Wow.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, that's going to be fantastic.
I mean, not just Pinky and the Brain, but like so many other characters.
Oh, yeah. Nick?
I mean, you know, who can forget Kiss?
Nick, can you stay with us, man? We got to take a quick break. Can you hang on the other line for us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I'll see.
Nick Armstrong, lead organizer. How about that? Fort Collins Comic Con. Bringing in the big guns for this
awesome.
One. We'll talk to Nick more on the other side. It's The Nerd Show, presented by The Nerd Store in downtown Greeley. We'll be right back.
Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
Chief, babe, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
The Pinky and the Brain. Yes, Pinky and the Brain. One is a genius, the other's insane. The laboratory
well
mice.
Done. Michael, well done. Great, great work. Welcome back to The Nerd Show. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios.
I love that theme
song. That's a great theme song.
It's one of the best theme songs ever.
Probably, yeah. Probably up there. Joining us on our line, Nick Armstrong, lead organizer for Fort Collins Comic Con. Had to play that in honor of you know, the special guest you just announced moments ago, too. It's been out there, but you announced it on the program. So as we get set for this virtual Fort Collins Comic Con.
That's right. Yeah, I've got my burlap pants ready, and we're going to be going. It's going to be great to have Rob Paulson, Maurice LaMarche. You know, Rob is also a voice of quite a few Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah. He's been around for a while.
Yeah. Just name an anime. You know, and also, did you know, I just learned this, that Maurice LaMarche was the voice of Skyler in Heroes when he did the little, you know, like the message, the voice message at the very beginning.
Really?
No, I did not know that.
Are you ever amazed when you look at a cast of a cartoon? And then you see all these names, and you just think, you know, I am anyway. I see all these guys that you know. You know, my kid's into Winnie the Pooh, and Jim Cummings does like every voice on there, and I see that he's involved in so many. I think he does a couple
Darkwing
of voices.
Darkwing Duck.
Yes, it's amazing, isn't it? When you look at all the work that they do, it's not just two or three voices. They can do
so many.
10, 20 different voices. Are you ever just like taken back by that?
You know, I am in audio drama, and so I hear a lot of really cool voices pretty frequently. So I'm not ever like, oh, wow, like, but I am like, how do you live with yourself? Because if I could just do that all day long and I had this annoying little voice, like, you know, but I'm like, okay,
too.
Come on. That's where I'd be all day. So,
awesome. Yeah, like,
you know,
is Jim Cummings just Tigger all the time? Like, I would be Tigger if I could do that.
I would transition. I would just be like, you never know what's going to come out.
Or Pete, you know, I would never stop Darkwing Duck. I'd just be like, let's get dangerous all day long.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah, that was really good. But you're right. I mean, Paulson has been, he's the voice of so many characters that we love. Geez. As you mentioned with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and obviously Pinky and the Brain. And I mean, the list goes on and on. And like I said, when I look him up, I'm always just floored by all these different voices. Mark Hamill, for crying out loud. I mean, he does every voice, I think. I think he literally does every voice.
He does the voice of Mark Hamill?
He does.
I remember my mind being blown when I learned that Casey Kasem did all of these cartoons. You know, I always grew up listening to him on the radio, and I was like, wait, he's the voice of Scooby?
Scooby, yes.
And then
Optimus
Prime and all these other characters.
It's crazy.
Like,
yeah. Well, and, you know, that's where most of us get our first geek chops. Either that or Wishbone, you know, like we're sitting here looking at all of these different cool cartoons and trying to, you know, think about what our lives would be like if we were like that. And so, yeah, Darkwing Duck, you know, and now kids are growing up with the, you know, all the Star Wars cool cartoons, and they just launched that new Lower Decks for Star Trek.
Yeah, right.
By the creator of Rick and Morty, and mm-hmm. you know, I watched it and didn't hate it. So I guess that's, you know,
I think that was
very
much the consensus was, yeah, it was okay, wasn't great, but I don't know.
You can tell it's a love letter. I mean, it's not, you know, you can't hate it on the premise that it's bad Trek because, you know, it's supposed to be Rick and Morty in space if it was Star Trek. So, yeah, okay.
But it wasn't like, did it find its comedic stride, though? Like, did you find it funny or was it just, eh, giggles?
I didn't find it. I found moments of it funny. Like, you know, well, yeah, they're continuing their date as the zombies are busting out in the, you know, mess hall. Okay, that's fine.
Right.
and meanwhile, all of the, like, senior officers are out doing all the heroic stuff, which is as would be expected.
Sure.
If you, you know. So I guess it was, you know, I'm waiting. Discovery, I didn't really, really enjoy until season two. And when they, especially when Michelle Yeoh got more and more pertinent to the storyline, I think that was a really key decision for them. I'm super excited for the Pike spinoff that they're going to be doing.
Right.
But, you know, it is what it is.
It sounds like we need to bring you back on when we have a Star Trek episode. We do more Trekkie stuff, huh?
Make it so.
Going back to the Comic-Con, though, you were talking to us off-air that you have an opportunity for people to get involved with kind of a challenge that you're doing, that 24 and 24 challenge. Can you explain a little bit about what you're doing with that?
So co-founder of Fort Collins Comic-Con, Nate Scott, who was the originator of the Fort Collins Zombie Crawl back in the day.
Nice.
He came up with this idea of 24 and 24, and it is a cosplay challenge involving $24 in 24 hours. What is the coolest costume you can make? And it doesn't have to be, like, super good. Mm-hmm. We just understand that, you know, $24, 24 hours, you're going to bust out some cool creativity and some good ideas, and we'll see where it goes. And what we're going to do is post those pictures on our website. We're actually behind the scenes building an entire, basically a social network for nerds.
Yeah.
That they'll be able to jump on, engage, and if they're, you know, cosplayers, they'll be able to post their most recent cosplay pictures. If they are gamers, they'll be able to find and connect with other gamers. If they're artists, they're going to be able to find and post their art and sell it and sell commissions and things like that. So
nice.
This year, this is something that we've wanted to do for a number of years, but this year we're finally able to do it because we kind of have to.
Yeah. So how do people prove that they only spent $24? Like, if I have stuff lying at home, does that count because I didn't technically pay extra for it? Or do I have to go to the store, spend $24, and what I bought is what I have to use?
Well, you know, you're what we would call a cheater. And so
just that, creative. That, I think of it as being creative.
We will steal your nerd creative card. Cheater. We will take it back.
Yeah.
Sort of clear of the rules.
I think that you probably should steer away from that unless it's something that, like, it's a zip tie, right? I had a zip tie that I had to use. Okay, that's fine. We're not gonna worry about that. But we will worry about if you are like, hey, I had this $500 Captain Marvel suit lying around, and
just happened to
you know, it. Then I made a duct tape dagger. Check it out. But no.
All right. So basically, start from scratch, spend $24, make what you can.
That's right.
That's awesome.
$24, 24 hours. You make what you can in terms of a cosplay using just your wits. And $24 and see where you get.
And what day does that happen?
You know, we're the con this year, because it's virtual. Mm-hmm. The actual con is August 28th and 29th. But because it's going to be streaming, we're going to see how this goes. And so if you take a picture of you starting, maybe, you know, today's newspaper or whatever, and then, you know, $24 later with your receipt and whatever else, and show off your costume, then we'll probably allow it to go for a week after Comic-Con. So.
Okay.
Nick, but we got about a minute here. Can you give our listeners the best way to get in touch with you guys? Your website, I know your social media. What's a great way for folks to get on, learn about you, and ultimately sign up and get set?
Yeah, you just go to FocoComicCon.com, and if you can't remember or don't know how to spell that, just go Google Foco Comic Con or Fort Collins Comic Con. Get into the Yahoo, the Alta Vista, you know, and see what you can do with that. No, FocoComicCon.com, and there's a big blue register button right on the middle of the homepage. We went 80s retro chic with our design this year. Cool. So
like
if you hate it, I apologize.
No, this I love my it. Best, I think it's great. Yeah, I think it's awesome.
So there you go.
Well, that's fun.
Nick, appreciate you, man. We got to do this way more often. We'd love to talk to you soon, and best of luck for you guys.
Thanks. Yeah, stay happy and healthy.
All right, you too, my friend. That's Nick Armstrong, lead organizer for Fort Collins Comic-Con, FocoComicCon.com. This is The Nerd Show, presented by The Nerd Store in downtown Greeley. We'll be right back.
No Code Now. Weekdays at 4 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
It's usually right around this time things get pretty silly. On the Nerd Show.
It is getting late in the evening.
It is getting
and
late.
We've got a lot of chips.
Had a lot of chips.
Chips are.
You didn't have as many chips, though. I think. Well, I feel like Michael and I really plowed into those chips.
You plowed them. but they were starting to hurt my throat. I am a spicy pansy,
and,
I admit it.
And Michael tore through the bag like a cheetah tearing through a rabbit.
I have never seen anybody open a bag in this manner before.
No, he was like, he was waiting at the door for you.
Did you? I wanted to see out. Which Mountain Dew it would go with.
Okay, which, do I even want to ask? Do I even care?
No.
Which Mountain Dew would this go with? I don't care.
Actually, you know what? It would go with a lot of them, but I'm going to go bold and I'm going to say Pitch Black.
Okay.
I think the contrasting taste of Pitch Black with those chips would go well.
Good.
Thanks.
I feel like a better person knowing that.
You're welcome.
We have a brand new sponsor on. Actually,
the more you know.
I'm very excited about this new sponsor, NoCo Mobile Gaming. We bring the party to you. I love the idea of this. I love what these guys are doing.
Yeah, this is pretty cool.
Check out their website, NoCoMobileGaming.com. And, I mean, if you want to learn about what they do, they come out to your events, parties. I mean, it's really cool. You invite the players. They'll take care of the setup, tear down of the mobile unit. There's no electric outlets needed. They provide solely the powered solely by generator power. Every party comes with a game coach to ensure the stress-free success of your event. So, I mean, you could set up a Madden tournament. You could set up whatever. I mean, you could do the possibilities are limitless.
They have pretty much whatever you need.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all of the different gaming units they have.
Yeah.
They even have the VR,
yeah,
which is awesome. And they do everything for you. So it's a stress-free environment.
Up to 16 players at one time. And most
That's
of us are nerds, and we don't even know that many people. So,
no.
You know, you could easily fill this up.
Easy.
It's a really cool deal. You got multiple. I think it's like 50... Is it 50-inch? Is that what it is? The big flat screens?
The TVs?
Yeah.
Are they on 50-inch?
I think so. And
Big enough to see.
And it's awesome. It's really cool.
I think they can even help you coordinate some of the food and everything that you're going to have at your party.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they can, too. So, I mean, that's got to be pretty sweet, man. I mean, this is a cool thing. We're going to learn more about them. Birthday parties, family game night, Father's Day, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, holiday parties. Goes on and on.
Your
and on.
Anniversary.
Your anniversary parties. Play video games with your wife. You know, you could do that. Graduation celebrations. Tailgate parties.
Whatever.
What would be cool, like, before a game, and you play, like, Madden or something before a game? Sports
it would be
parties.
Sweet. I mean, I think this is a good way to get people involved.
Yeah.
And have a lot of fun. And it's like you can hang out outside. You know, you're having a kid's party, and they're all outside of the house instead of inside of the house.
Yep.
Destroying it.
And they're focused on a video game.
Yeah, and they're focused, and they're having a good time. And 16 kids playing a video game, it's pretty sweet. Or I guess multiple different games, but that's a good way to keep them occupied for a few hours.
You could do corporate team building, too. So maybe the three of us could do some team building.
I think we should play against the BrewTalk guys.
Oh, that's a they're going to challenge. Tanner's going to want to do a sports game though.
And let's play Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
That's a sport.
Chad might be good at that.
Fighting?
Yeah.
Fighting's a sport.
Okay, the three of us versus the three BrewTalk guys?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Oh, it's so long.
We'll find a cool game. They'll want to do something nerdy. Doc will want to do like Tetris or something.
I am really good at Tetris.
I am awful at Tetris because halfway Tetris. Through I just start going really fast.
See, like my mom was like really into Tetris, so if we're going to play video games with her, that's the one game that she would play. And so we like played a lot of Tetris and like Dr. Mario because it's pretty much the same thing.
I sucked at Dr. Mario.
See, like I'm good at that.
I'm not good
at visualizing the pieces coming down and going, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I'm pretty good at that.
I'm an action guy. I like to just run around and just fight.
Like, pshaw, pshaw, pshaw.
My wife's like, hey, you didn't get that. I'm like, I don't care. She's like, if you would have went and got all that stuff, you'd upgrade your armor and stuff. I was like, I don't care. I don't need it.
I'm here to survive.
I'm here to survive. I don't get time to turn around. If you had 16 friends, what's the one game that you can think of right now that you're like, wow, Noco Mobile Gaming can bring the party to me?
Ooh.
What's the game you would choose?
Off the top of my head, Injustice.
Oh, and just have a Injustice. Big I would just, tournament?
Well, I like those kind of style, like where you get everybody fighting against each other, and then they all get angry, mm-hmm. and then feelings are hurt. That's my favorite moment.
Halo was cool, but do they have Halo anymore for new stuff? I don't know.
I don't know about new stuff, but I'm sure they could still play Halo.
We used to do the System Link thing.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about that. Growing up, we loved that. But how cool would it have been to have a setup like Noco Mobile Gaming
as opposed to that?
Man, that'd be so much fun. So check out their website, nocomobilegaming.com. Brand new sponsor. Yep. We're going to be talking to them very soon on the program as well.
Yeah, I think in 2 weeks.
Two weeks. Man, it was a fun show today. What are we talking about next week?
So next week we have an interview with author Michael Bland. He just wrote a book that came out called The Price of Safety. So we're going to talk to him about his book, his writing process, and what it was like to come up with this idea. So it's a very interesting book. I do recommend people to go check it out. It takes place in the future where our society has adapted to incorporate technology more so. And so even to the point where we're having these special implants into our brain, like when people are born, basically. And so what kind of issues that creates in society and how you have the big brother basically constantly tapped into what you're doing at all times and this guy's journey to protect his daughter. Fantastic book. I do highly recommend it.
It's going to be like Russia's vaccine for coronavirus. Had to do it.
All we got to do is put an implant in everybody's head and track what you're doing and see what you can do on a daily basis.
It's not a big deal.
No big deal.
We already know anyway. So
pretty much.
We're just guessing now. No, I'm excited for that. I love when we get a chance to talk to authors because I love to read. I know you do.
Yeah.
Michael can read.
He chooses not to.
I like pictures.
Pictures and chips. But I'm always curious about the process. Like coming up with the idea is crazy, right? That's tough. But then piecing it all together, I'm always fascinated by that. I would love to be able to do that.
Well, that's kind of one of the things I want to talk about with him because he's got a lot of technology in his book. But it's not tech that is far out there. It's all very realistic. Like this is a pretty accurate snapshot of what our future could look like as technology progresses. So I think that was really what was really interesting about the book to me.
Thanks again to Nick Armstrong for joining us, lead organizer at the Fort Collins Comic-Con. That's a cool thing that they're doing, trying to adjust to the times, right?
So awesome. I'm excited to see how those different game meetings
are Are you going to make a costume?
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah? I'm
not
that way. I can't do it. I'm not good at that stuff.
I love challenges, for one, and I like being crafty. So maybe.
Michael and I will help you.
Is that
bring
cheating?
It here. Oh,
I
is it just
bring
one person?
Chips and Mountain Dew.
Okay, we'll just watch you then.
You're going to make me a Dew hero?
You are my Mountain Dew dude.
Let's do like a...
That's his superhero.
The
Mountain
Dew
dude.
The Mountain Dude.
Yeah. You kind of look like a Mountain Dude with your beard and hair.
Mountain Dude. Little laid back, guys. Little laid back. Not feeling like saving the earth today.
I mean,
maybe surfing.
I guess that's mountain. No, I was thinking
I don't think he was surviving the mountains. I knew what you were talking about.
He went to surfer.
When it comes to Mountain like doing things. I'm not like that kind of guy.
The mountain doing?
Now I'm gonna go mountain do
I'm,
this.
I'm more like a mountain.
Let's mountain do this.
Can you build a fire?
I can accidentally start a fire.
Okay.
You used to have that little Swiss Army knife thing. It wasn't a knife. It was something that you thought you said.
I have
like
one
survival.
That's Broncos.
So, and you tried to explain to me what the heck it was.
It was for starting a fire?
It's for survival.
To the magnesium?
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
I don't know. Right.
We're running out of time.
Well, you just said it. Okay. Well, that'll do it. Go to our Facebook page. Our podcast will be available shortly.
Stay nerdy.
Goodbye, everyone. Brew Talk is up next.
When you're sitting at home, feeling all alone, and you want to have a party with all of your friends.
Nelco Mobile Gaming! We're bringing the party to you! That's good. We should do jingles.
We could.
Let's do jingles.
Dan Patrick, The Hull Show, and Colin Cowherd are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.